Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is expected to win re-election in a runoff today, despite a controversy that blew up 2 weeks ago. Contributors to her campaign began demanding refunds after a video emerged of Hyde-Smith making a lighthearted remark about public hangings. But just as organizations like Major League Baseball and AT&T were asking for their money back, Senator Lisa Murkowski went all in with a maximum campaign contribution to her embattled Republican colleague. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asked Murkowski to explain.
Juneau resident Aaron Brakel sounded the alarm on Twitter after he saw a post about Murkowski's contribution to Hyde-Smith.
I was tremendously disappointed and upset.
So he did some research. He found out the Hyde-Smith campaign reported it received the contribution more than a week after the video emerged of Hyde-Smith praising a constituent like this. If he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row. Lots of people saw this as a reference to lynching. To Brakel, the remark was steeped in racism.
Public hanging. And we're talking about Mississippi, right?
According to the NAACP, no state saw more lynchings than Mississippi. Other social media posts emerged. Hyde-Smith in a Confederate soldier's cap saying it was Mississippi history at its best. Then a video of her joking about making it harder for liberals to vote. On November 20, Walmart and other prominent companies ended their support for Hyde-Smith and asked for their contributions back. And that same day, the campaign received $5,000 from Murkowski. Brakel says he considers it morally wrong.
I think Senator Murkowski needs to make a public statement explaining her contribution.
Before we get to that, some mechanics of how political money flows. Because the contribution didn't come from Murkowski's pocket, it came from her leadership PAC. Members of Congress have leadership PACs, political action committees, to funnel money to like-minded candidates, to raise their own political profiles, and to cement loyalties. Leadership PACs also present special interests with another opportunity to give to politicians they like. Murkowski's Denali Leadership PAC has raised more than $500,000 since the start of last year. Its contributors are mostly other PACs affiliated with corporations and trade associations, energy companies, osteopaths, General Dynamics, General Electric, General Motors. The list is long. Murkowski says her PAC has given to Hyde-Smith three times this year for the primary, the general, and the runoff.
I made the contribution to her based on my relationship with her as an individual.
Murkowski says she doesn't know the timing of the latest $5,000 check. Hyde-Smith reported it on the 20th, but Murkowski says she's not sure if it was written before or after other contributors demanded refunds.
Were you disturbed by her remarks about the public hanging?
I was. Wanted to know in what context it came about.
Murkowski says the context that ultimately mattered to her was everything she'd seen of Hyde-Smith since the new senator was sworn in April. And Murkowski says racism was not part of that picture.
One comment that is made at one gathering, I'm not going to let that be a determinant as to how I classify an individual.
Murkowski didn't ask for a refund, and she says she's looking forward to serving with Hyde-Smith in the years to come. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.